And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And then you're gonna win.
It doesn't matter how hard you work, then I'm willing to work harder than you.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them.
No one will outwork me. No one.
Tired. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired.
You gotta be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do.
You have one life, don't settle for mediocrity.
Of course, talent without work is nothing.
Rest at the end, not in the middle.
A lot of people wait for perfect conditions to start, but don't realize that starting is the perfect condition.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest mother worker in the room.
And that only regret would be not doing it sooner.
It's pushing the water in. There's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. The Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
Let me tell you something. This isn't elementary school. This is hard work, long hours, high pressure. I need a grown goddamn man.
You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be sexier than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's 2 things. You're getting off first,
yeah,
or I'm gonna die.
There's gonna be more times you do something that you don't wanna do than you are gonna wanna do it. And that's your new norm. That's your new norm. So then it's like breathing. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't wanna live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. So if you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not.
Eventually, inaction will cost you. But your default setting should be, I'm going to do something. Just get up, move towards that challenge, and go attack it. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
My best work is dedication and hard work. To achieve these kind of things, you need to work hard. And, you know, we all have talent, but talent without the work, it's nothing.
Jimmy Carr broke my brain with this one. Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it. People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
The only true test of intelligence is if you get what you want out of life. And there are 2 parts to that. One is getting what you want, so you know how to get it. And the second is wanting the right things, knowing what to want in the first place.
Does the situation and circumstance stop our level of commitment and dedication to what we say we want? Like, are we really pursuing greatness? Are we really pursuing excellence? Like, it's like when Kobe Bryant said, I was chasing excellence and I was trying to be perfect, even though I knew I would probably never catch it. But just the fact that I was willing to chase something that I knew I would probably never attain, I would beat and dominate most of my opponents and most of my competitors because they would never chase something that they knew didn't have any guarantees to it.
Success is constant movement. Constant movements. Never letting the weight drop until a pain says hello mentality. That's growth. Every single time you pick something up, you pick it up for a purpose. That's why everything has a purpose, everything has a result. We're here to get stronger. In order to get stronger, we must fail. Accept that. Know that who we are right now is not who we are, but where we are. And we're going forward with the belief. Our belief, guys, drives this workout. Believe in the difference you can be. Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside and be more than that.
That burn you feel, man, you gotta earn that burn. That pain. That means check, you did it right. Continue to do that. Nothing's in your way, man. You're a kid again with everything as a possibility. 2 forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of the change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your life, guys.
There's so many times in life you don't want to be doing what you're doing. You can't just quit. Remember this. It's in the hobby. It's in the joke. It's a lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. The whole thing is this. Don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never quit, in the end, you will succeed.
Struggle sucks.
Depends on how you frame it. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. And I said, I learned that I don't let the highs and the lows affect me too much. Because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses. We're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights. We're going to have good relationships, we're going to have bad relationships. We're going to have good ideas and bad ideas. We're going to make money, we're going to lose money. All these things are going to happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's going to be problematic. Embrace those emotions, but don't let those emotions embrace you. Keep pushing through things that suck. And this is a very difficult thing to do because it hurts.
If you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you.
I'm going to say something to you. You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. Last thing, it takes discipline. Because this whole game is one big long shot. And if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then my friend, I'm afraid to say one day you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it slowly, piece by piece.
99% of these viewers watching this, 99.9, overthink everything. Naturally, if you're quite a smart guy and you're ambitious and you have big aspirations for life, you're going to overthink things. Because you're thinking, is this the best use of my time? Could I be doing something better? Maybe I should be doing what he's doing. But no, you don't need to necessarily do what he's doing. You just need to stay in your lane, but just take inspiration. Do more, think less. Action removes doubt. The more you do, the less you have time to doubt and overthink things.
Everything changed for me when I realized that we're not meant to feel excited and perfect all the time. I started accepting that where I am right now is where I'm genuinely meant to be. Tough days are all a part of the process. Lean into them. Bad days are also part of a very good and meaningful life. So on my toughest days, I think about getting through one more day, one more workout, one more rep.
Why do I stand up here? I stand upon my desk to remind myself that we must constantly look at things in a different way. See, the world looks very different from up here.
There can be no growth without goals. As soon as he said, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems, I think people stopped thinking about goals. And he made a really great argument, which was everybody at the start line of the 100-meter race has the same goal. It's to win. So it's not the person who has the best goals. It's the person who has the best systems and preparation.
Never try to be better than someone else. Always learn from others. And never cease trying to be the best you could be. That's under your control. And if you get too engrossed and involved and concerned in regard to the things over which you have no control, it will adversely affect the things over which you have control.
You got to want it first. Then you got to work it. Then you have the opportunity to win it. But it all starts with your want. You got to want this. I can't want this for you. You got to want this like no other. Then the work has to happen. And see, the work and the want got to add up together to want each other. Yep. Then that puts you in the position to win. Ain't nobody giving you no W.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze? And it's how people that are able to do extraordinary things have been able to get there.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. Losers see thunderstorms. Winners see rainbows. Losers see icy streets. Winners put on their ice skates. Losers take chances. Winners make choices. It's all in the way you choose to think.
But I believe style is relevant. I believe it's the morale behind the style.
Mm-hmm.
I think success in fighting in life is about desire and the will.
Yeah.
How bad do you want it? Is it worth dying for? That's the true greatness, is the willingness to die. So is this thing worth greatness?
These are the years where you need to put in the work, you need to grind, and you don't need to be focused on everybody else, because you staying focused on everybody else, you staying focused on the world, is giving you a false sense of reality. Like, sometimes you just need to unplug,
You will increase your confidence.
If you don't get what you want, you suffer. And even when you get exactly what you want, you still suffer. Because you can't hold on to it forever.
America was built on the backs of men who smoked cigarettes, drove without seatbelts, and had bacon for breakfast. If you miss your biohacking routine this morning, you're going to be okay. There's a time for leverage, but there's also a time for violence, which is just brute force. People get really obsessed with optimal, which is getting the most bang for your buck. But there's also maximizing, which is just getting the most bucks. You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
Life is a mystery. Don't waste time trying to figure it out.
Humor.
Keep a sense of humor, especially about yourself. It is a strength beyond all measure.
Change.
Now that nothing stays the same.
The quote that I live by, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man young, wealthy, and wise.
Your haters will become your congratulators. And the more stones they throw at your ass, your mansion gonna get bigger.
You wanna be that one motherfucker that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, your mom died, your dad died. You come and you bring the energy that it takes to make a team function at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
The Stoic philosopher is the man who has liberated himself from fear. He's not afraid of death. He's not afraid of pain. He's not afraid of other people's dismissal as a fool. The only thing he cares about is that he should meet his moral obligations. Greatness is the perception that virtue is enough. An organized soul which pursues rationally the ends which are good for all human beings, that's the Stoic conception of virtue. They finally understand their greatness consists in the fact that they perceive that virtue is enough.
Because while everybody's over here being cool, and I tell people this all the time, there's no future in cool. That's a trend. That's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker. Okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
General ambition gives you anxiety. Specific ambition gives you direction. There is nothing more anxiety-inducing than I want to be better, and I don't know what at, and I don't know how.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself.
I'm fascinated by courage and hope and self-belief and faith in order to do, to let go of something good for the chance at something that you think could be great.
It was a big risk, it was a big chance, and it was no guaranteed return ticket. It was a one-way ticket possibly to, I'm a head coach of high school football to this day.
One-way ticket to a dead end.
If you've tried several times to complete whatever mission is in front of you and you can't, sometimes it's not meant to be. But that said, there's very few times it's not meant to be. So there's sometimes you need to fucking throw in the towel, but there's a lot of times when throwing in the towel too early will take away your shot at the person that you should have been.
Let me state it this way. Will your belief that you're going to be viewed as a failure by your uncle be the sole reason that you live the rest of your life below your potential and regret everything that you don't do because of Uncle Tom?
I believe desire and will to win is everything. I don't know why I'm like I am, but my butt's always burning. There's always something say, "Art, dadgummit, you're supposed to go for it. Art, dadgummit, you're supposed to be somebody. You're supposed to make a difference with your life." What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. But the winners do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to be somebody they're proud of. We need leaders in America who can do it. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. He pays the price and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He's loyal to the company and a little bit more. He believes in a little bit more. He makes money and a little bit more. He saves money and a little bit more. If you want to win, you got to be tough and you can't quit.
When it comes to kind of like potential energy versus reality for people on their way up, there's this huge time delay between when we start behaving in a way that a winner behaves and when we start winning. And the problem is that the bigger the mountain you're trying to climb, the bigger the W you're trying to get, typically the more delayed it is between when you start behaving like a winner and when you start being a winner. And most people don't get the fast enough feedback loop to know that they're on the right path when they are taking these first steps in the right direction, because they have this really big goal, but they forget that with that really big goal comes the even longer delay that it takes to get there. I need the positive reinforcement, but the positive reinforcement is coming from me.
Internally. There's only one way I know to beat people who copy you: get bigger. It's not by direct conflict, but by making them shrink into irrelevance by comparison.
I'm telling you, for things to get better, you got to get better. Don't ask for it to change out there. Ask for you to change here. Don't ask for a more favorable wind. We call that naive. Don't ask for better seed, better soil. This is the only planet you got. Just ask that you can get wiser and stronger and better and be able to take care of your own responsibilities. Get better.
For everybody out there, bottom line, entrepreneurship is get ready to lose, get ready to fail. Enjoy the wind. Why? Because then you appreciate it. If you win all the time, then you don't know what loss feels like. But when you know what loss feels like and failure feels like, then you work really, really, really hard when you get a W, when you get a win, to protect it.
Anytime y'all are having this little voice, they call it the big voice. Anytime you having this voice in your head, turn on a fucking camera and say that shit to the camera. Oh, I don't feel like going to the gym today. Maybe I should just call off of work. Say that shit to the camera. Now, David Goggins say that shit, but I got one better for y'all. Say that shit to y'all kids. Say that shit to your little brother. Say that shit to your wife. Say that shit to your girlfriend. Say that shit to your grandmother, who's probably about to pass away. Just say that shit real quick. You can't you?
Whatever you don't use, you lose. Lack of use causes loss. If you tie your arm to your body, leave it there long enough, you'll never use it again. It's over. For the arm. Now, it may not be over, but it's over for the arm. The only way to keep the use of this arm is what? Keep using it. If you quit, you lose. Automatically. They don't bring it up for a vote. You lose automatically when you quit. Now, the same thing that goes for your arm goes for your brain, mentality. The same thing goes for all the human virtues. Ambition, unused, declines. Strong feelings, unused, diminish. It doesn't grow, it diminishes. Faith, unused, decreases. It's a law. Vitality unused diminishes. Energy unused decreases.
You are your own worst enemy. You waste precious time dreaming of the future instead of engaging in the present. Since nothing seems urgent to you, you're only half involved in what you do.
Even if it's not easy, even if it's hard, it's easier than not doing it and wishing that you had done it.
Everyone's hypercritical and terrified to do anything and put themselves out there and fail. So we hyperanalyze, hypercriticize, become paralyzed, and end up doing nothing, sitting in our basements watching TikToks of other people's lives, pretending that they're happy. I was having one of those cynical days and felt like ranting a little, but honestly, there's optimism here for some low barrier of entry personal growth. Stop analyzing, stop criticizing both yourself and others, and go fail at some shit. Go give someone a good job for sucking at something, because at least they're trying. Maybe we'll even give yourself permission to do the same. We find meaning in trying difficult things, not just in succeeding at them.
The second I got my head on my ass and I realized, man, you can achieve a lot of shit if you get off your ass and you start moving and you start motivating yourself.
Back, we saw clearly that without the lessons that we had learned from our mistakes, we would have surely died in the desert. And when you look back on any achievement, you will find it was preceded by many difficulties and many lessons. They are the price that you pay for your success. And no success is possible without them.
People are walking around, brother, and they're setting themselves up for failure. They wake up, they're on their phones till 12 in the bed, scrolling. They don't study, they don't learn, they don't self-develop. People are just trying to make it win-win-win. No, just get rid of your deficits and the rest will just flourish. People that win long-term are the people that make it so hard to lose that it becomes easy to win. Imagine you just set yourself up for success. You open up your calendar, it's set up for success. You open up your YouTube, it's set up for success. You open up your phone book, it's set up for success. Your relationship, it's set up for success. Winning was just kind of like inevitable. So set up the system in your life.
When you see what men can do when pushed beyond the limit of human capacity, when you see that, when you hear about it, when you read about it, well then remember to push yourself. Push yourself every day, every moment. Get out there and get after it.
But you know what I discovered? When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
People limit themselves in a crazy way. They're like, oh yeah, everybody can't do it. It's like you said, it's like, no, everybody can't do it. It takes a lot. You know what yeah. I mean? You gotta go through the shit to get it.
Michael Jordan, I remember I interviewed him years ago.
And I said, what makes you the best in the world? Is it skill? Is it talent? Is it ability? Is it background? Is it training? And he was so awesome. He said, Tony, I can tell you the truth and it won't sound like hyperbole or false modesty. He said, I didn't even make the high school basketball team my sophomore year. I was cut. He said, what it is every day I demand more from myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
The problem in this world, you see, is instant gratification. Everybody wants it now.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last six. You'll still be behind on your bills. You'll still be behind on your promises. If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, if you'll change your habits, if you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? And so anytime you got to be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality, right? And oftentimes reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do anyway, like it's almost like instinct, right? It's almost like when you feel something that you should do, and for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it, because it takes you outside of your comfort zone and it puts you in a space and place that may be unknown, or it puts you in a space and place of uncharted territory, but you know you should do it. You could feel it, right? And then you go against it.
That the magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. And that just like kind of rocked me. There's something that you know you should be doing, whether it be working on yourself, losing weight, writing something, working on your career. The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants success. Everybody wants to have money. You got to work at it. If you really want to be successful, you have to work at it. Nothing is achieved without some perspiration. Nothing. Anything that is worth anything, you have to work at it. One more time.
And even if you're not where you want to be in life and you're grinding and you're on that hustle, keep grinding, but also appreciate it. Appreciate that hustle. Appreciate this thing. Appreciate this fucking beautiful, chaotic, unknown existence you're in.
The thing we call life.
I love me. So the day that you decide to stop loving me, I'm not going to love myself any less. I believe in me. If you stop believing in me, I'm not going to believe.
And pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you. It's much more dangerous than stress. Yes, you can work too hard. You can work where there's no soul involved. I work like a fiend because I'm writing a book. And it's a very hard process for me. And I'm working far too much. But man, I love it.
Good enough, if you think about it. Good is a positive, enough is a negative. That's an oxymoron right there. It's hypocritical in its own sense. There is nothing that's ever good enough. The only thing that's enough is at the end of the day, the nth hour, the final hour, whatever you're going for, that your hand is raised victoriously. That's when you know it's enough. And you're in the gym right now to ensure that that event goes your way. It will never go your way, guys, if you're saying today is good enough. If you never say good enough today, I promise you tomorrow will always be enough. Whenever good enough isn't enough, you can bet tomorrow you'll have enough.
Each person's income is determined primarily by their philosophy. not by the economy. Once I understood that, then I said, well, I don't have to go to work on the economy. And the answer was no. You only have to go to work on yourself to make yourself more valuable. Because it doesn't take but a few ideas to make a great difference in your income, personal life, social life, and all the rest.
The margins, guys, in life, that dictates a champion, someone that's remembered, not forgotten. The legacies of life, the role models, the one that stands those tests of time I always talk about. Don't know terms like good enough. It's too hard. And they failed over and over and over again so many times that they've learned what it takes to succeed. With failure comes success, and with success comes blueprints, the fundamental principles that lead to success.
It just takes work. Shitloads and shitloads of work. Every time I try and dress it up or cut a corner, I get brutally reminded the work just needs doing. The work doesn't care who you are. It just cares that it gets done.
I'm actually going to reverse quote David Goggins on this one. I love this quote that he has, which he says, "There's no shortcuts for you, David." I heard him say that, and I just love that as a refrain, which is that a lot of people look for a shortcut. But the idea that you say, like, they're not for you, you don't get to use them. You are immune to shortcuts. I just love it because then it just further shortcuts the path to the work that needs to get done.
You should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out, where's your limit? And how much work can you do, and how much socialization? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable.
You have the opportunity to prevent catastrophe in your own life, but in order to do that, once again, you have to stand up. You have to do the right thing. You have to be uncomfortable. You have to impose the discipline on your own life.
Stop listening to the normality of life and everyone saying the way it is the way it's going to be for you. The way it is for you is blood, sweat, and tears today to create a foundation, the strength of tomorrow. Those days combined into whatever dream you want to be a reality. We are always fighting for that edge, always fighting for that opportunity. So it's not past, it's not missed, but lived. We're not going to cry about those opportunities. We're going to smile, remember them, and thank God they came, because we were ready when they came. You won't be ready if today isn't pushed with the strenuous nature and the pressure of the moment in the future that everything rides on.
There's several days I don't want to do shit. I procrastinate like a mother. This is one of those days, man.
I don't know what challenges you might have in going over the stuff we've been going over in terms of amending your philosophy or going back and, you know, redoing some stuff that you might have messed up. But face all your fears. That's how you conquer them. Don't dismiss them. Just face them. Say, here's what I'm afraid of. I wonder what I could do to change that. Here's the next one. Exercise your willpower to change direction. You don't have to keep doing what you've done the last 6 years if it's not yielding you the benefits you want. My mentor helped me to review the last 6 years so I wouldn't repeat those errors the next six. See, if you're a goose, you have no choice to do the next six like you did the last six. But if you're not a goose, here's what you can do. Pick a new destination and start going that way. You say, well, I've done this for the last 2 years. I'll probably have to do it another two. And the answer is no, not in a million years. Now, you can change one little degree at a time, or if you want to, you can revolutionize the whole thing.
Look, I'm sorry your life turned out so bad, but don't blame me. You messed it up yourself. You just focused on the bad stuff when all you had to do was let go of the past and keep moving forward.
I look at YouTube and I see guys have Mike Tyson immortal, Mike Tyson God, and I'm not worthy of that.
You are, Mike.
Not for somebody that worthy to praise me or anything, no. I'm always just Mike.
Can I say something?
You can say anything. I'd love for you to talk to me, Puffin.
You had to go through all of that so that you could change the world, dude.
Really, I don't see that. I don't know.
You don't realize how many lives you're changing, saving, because of who you are and what you've been through and how you're willing to speak about it now.
It was the beginning of this thing, or I caught that red light and therefore made me 60 seconds later to get to that cafe where I met that movie producer or that woman who became my wife or whatever that is. It don't make sense at the time, but boy, looking back, it's all a science.
There's that quote about the ironic tragedy is that life has to be lived forward, but only makes sense in reverse.
Right. Yeah.
You know what happens? Most of you guys won't do the damn work. You know why? You're not disciplined. You're distracted. In this room, we will recreate you tomorrow. I will tell you this. It's not a one-day deal. It's the rest of your life deal. You make the decision to level up every single day for the rest of your life. Do you hear me? How many of you are prepared to die for what you want? How many of you are really prepared to go all in? Not care about getting embarrassed. Don't care what anyone else thinks about you. Other people are running your life. It's time for you to take back control of your life.
How to go from average to fortune. There's five simple steps. You might like to make a note of them. Here's the first one. Get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. I know a guy that's got a half a dozen jokes keeping him from becoming wealthy. He's not known as rich. He's known as a joker, which I guess is okay if that's the kind of life you want to live. But it really isn't the best way to live, to go from average to...
When will I know I'm ready?
You won't. That's all it is, Miles. A leap of faith.
So now you gotta ask yourself, are you here to prove something to other people? Or prove something to yourself?
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Yeah. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
What? You set me up to fail? Why?
If you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now.
The only insults that hurt are the ones we believe. Next time someone insults you, remember, they're going to die. Everyone will forget about them. And if no one will remember them, then you might as well forget about them now. They are irrelevant. Your dream, your actions, your outcomes. You cannot wish for a strong character and an easy life. Each is the price of the other. What if what you're going through isn't hard? What if you're just sensitive?
List all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have, and that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
You know what your problem is? You're smart. Too smart. You overthink because your mind moves at a million miles a minute. You're sad because you're not fooled by the world like everyone else. You don't get along with most people because they just don't look at things the way you do. You think you're dumb because you're smart enough to know you don't know everything. Your problem is you're too smart, and happiness in intelligent people is one of the rarest things I know.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
Have you ever thought that I want more from life than a nice apartment and a job serving tea?
There is nothing wrong with a life of peace and prosperity. I suggest you think about what it is that you want from your life. And why?
I want my destiny.
What that means is up to you.
There's Bible verse I think about sometimes. Many times. It goes, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me.
When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Well, if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you might as well be in a good mood for no reason. If it's not going to change your life, it shouldn't change your mood. If the cost is peace of mind, don't buy it.
Don't ever pass up an opportunity to be of encouragement to other people. Don't ever pass up an opportunity to inspire someone. Don't ever pass up an opportunity to empower someone. Don't ever pass up an opportunity to show someone love. Because the thing about it, my wound, like you can see this. You can see my arm. My wound is visible. But it's a lot of people in this room that are wounded. And you can't see it. And it's internal.
Hard work actually works. And with virtually everything. It might not make you the best at whatever it is you're pursuing, but it will certainly make you better than you are.
I've found greater fulfillment in the journey of pursuing my goals than in the moment of achieving them.
Tell you the truth, I don't know if it's special. Only you're going to know that when the time is right. And it ain't going to come overnight. You're going to take a beat, you're going to take this, you're going to get knocked out, you're going to get up, and you're going to see if you got the right thing. But you got to work hard. I swear to God, if you're not going to do it, I'm out.
Like every punch I ever thrown has been on my own. Nobody showed me how to do this. I'm ready.
Well, it's to be unyielding, you know.
Never give an inch to anybody.
No, like you're always going after it, always going after it, always going after it. And if there's a challenge that ensues, oh, good. I want to see how I stack up to that. So you go after it, you go after it. And it's just, it's fun. It's like you get a chance to compete against opponents and you get a chance to see where you stack up against them. It's like, I want to see. Maybe I'm not good enough today. If that's fine. And I'll be good enough the next time I see you, though. You know, and you get a chance to always measure yourself. So I guess that's where relentlessness comes from.
I wanted to read you a quote from 2013 that you said, "I've lost my mind on this game, like Vincent van Gogh dedicated his life to his art, and he lost his mind in the process. That's happened to me, but
And that gold belt is around my waist. And my mother has a big mansion. My girlfriend has a different car for every day of the week. My kids have everything they ever want.
Then it will pay. Then I'll be
then
happy.
Then I'm happy I lost my mind.
How'd you get good at this?
Honestly, I've made a lot of mistakes.
That's the secret. Just fuck up.
There might be, you know, fuck up. I think as I started early, I got my skill set up really quick. And then started to feel like I was really the best, you know, like at all these really good places, I really was the best cook. And then I started at this really great place as a commis. And this other chef started the same day as me. And I thought we were competition, but really we weren't. Like, he was better than me, much, much better than me. He worked harder and faster. And it was the first time I realized that I wasn't the best. So I started looking at it like it was a good thing. Like at least I knew who the best was now and I could take that pressure off myself. And the only logical thing to do was to try and keep up with him. So I never left this guy's side.
And you got better.
Oh, mate, I got better than I ever thought I possibly could be just from trying to keep up with him.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Because we know that it's not easy. But no pain, no gain. Not even coming from the Shaolin Temple. Worldwide known, that sentence. Everything that hurts you find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it.
There's a choice that, you know, we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, there's a choice that you have to make. We all can be masters at our craft, but you have to make a choice. What I mean by that is the inherent sacrifices that come along with that. I knew that I was not going to be stopped. You know, so at the age of 18, this was my life, right? So you can't possibly become better than me because you're not spending the time on it that I do. Even if you want to spend the time on it, you can't because you have other things. You have other responsibilities that are taking you away from it. So I already won.
So it's not the car, the house, the whatever. It is that internal goal, that internal why. And so for me, I just think that's it. Like that, like you, it's just, it's something within it. You got to pull it out. And so it's easy when you have a why, a purpose. I'm doing it for this. I'm doing it for that. It's easy to get up and get going. But if it's just for a car, what happens, Louis, when you get the car? Because you can buy it. What happens when you get the house and you can buy the house?
You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
Because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life.
People should stop complaining.
Right.
People should figure out who the fuck they are.
Good call.
People should not listen to America propaganda of fixing the shit they suck at. They should be tripling down on what they're good at. They should be competent in certain areas, but you're not gonna become Beyonce or, you know, like your bone structure is a certain way. Like you're not gonna solve everything. Your IQ can get a little bit better, but don't worry about the incremental. Figure out what puts you on fire and you're halfway decent at. If you're lucky enough right now to be listening and you're good at what you like, become tunnel vision. Because there's way too many voices telling you what and how. The reason most people who are listening right now are not doing that thing is they're worried about the opinion of somebody. And the reality is, we have to get to a place where you're doing you, because the number one thing that scares the fuck out of me is regret.
The Lonely Chapter describes a time in which you're growing, you're changing as a person, and you're now so different that you can no longer resonate with your old set of friends, but you're not sufficiently developed that you've got the new set of friends that you're going to grow into. Yeah. And this is the Lonely Chapter. And the problem with it is that you're always, the desire to sort of regress back to where you were is always going to be there. And you're going to have uncertainty. Mm. There's not even the promise of glory or success or triumph when you get through the other side. What am I pushing toward? You know, I you're telling me that I'm not going to go out on this night out with my friends, which I've done for the last 5 years or 10 years in the town that I grew up in or went to university in or whatever. Are you telling me that I'm not going to do that because I'm going to get up and I'm going to meditate or read? Who even knows if meditation works, right? Like, or you've got all of these questions in your mind and all of your friends and all of the dynamics and the temptations pull you back toward that. It pulls you back toward the old version of life.
Just lock on me for 6 months, bro. Please. I really want you to be great. You got me. I got you. We all we got. See what happens.
It's so easy to quit, bro. That's what everyone's doing. And we're not trying to be like everybody else. Can't progress in life without progressing. Let me go over your head. You can't progress in the grand scheme of life if you don't progress in your everyday life. If you don't try to take a step to be better, your overall life won't be better.
If you put your head down and lock it on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's going to cause you to lose is your mentality.
Why I hate being around negative people. Being an asshole is a weak person's idea of strength. Complaining is their connection. Never let yourself be held back by other people's fears. People criticize what they're afraid to do themselves because bold action reminds them of their own inaction. If you're afraid to be criticized, why do you care about the opinions of those who are too timid to do it themselves? If you are the criticizer, does tearing down someone who has the courage you lack make you better?
You have a whole life in front of you. You have years to take part in this life and to do stuff, to accomplish stuff, and to enjoy stuff. I think about that. If I was 22 again, and God said, hey, Tom, I'll make you 22 again, okay? Just do something different. Wow! Oh, my God. I'd be like a professional golfer this time, even though I can't. I'm lousy at golf. I stink at golf. I would do something that I think in my brain I could never do, which was bodybuilding at one time. I thought I could never do this. You know, it's too insurmountable. It's too crazy. But something in the back of my mind always said, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Then, hey, when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you got a flat tire and you're late for work and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
So this lonely chapter is a period through which I think everybody needs to squeeze. Anybody that decides to go from a place they are to a place that they want to be is going to have to let go of people who can't go there with them. It's that if you know that there is something that you're meant to do, if you know that there's something that you're meant to change, you will have to let certain groups, friends, routines, places, activities, recreations that you do, you're going to have to let those go. And there is this, you know, the Rocky cutscene lasts for 90 seconds in the movie, but it can last for 5 years in your life. And you have no idea whether or not it's even going to work. And that's the bit that always got to me. The bit that always got to me was I didn't even know if it was there was going to be any glory on the other side. It's like, you think, well, I'm just stood here doing the thing, but I don't know if it's going to come out on the other side. And I can promise you, anybody that has done anything, moved from any place they were to any place that they want to be, has gone through this lonely chapter.
I think you just got to wake up one day and just say, so what? Like, who cares if you don't believe in me? I believe in myself. You don't put too much work to not have this amount of confidence. And if you don't believe in me, it doesn't change my success story. I'm still going to win. But I guess one thing I got to say is, let me know when that hate starts making you money.
You may be right that other people did certain things or you got dealt a bad hand. It also doesn't matter because the only thing that you can't control is obviously the actions that you take. And the only person who's in control of that is you.
Nobody is going to understand you, bro. And it's like, I really realized nobody ever believed in me. Like, you have to believe in yourself. If nobody else is gonna understand, then you have to make sure that you understand and that you believe in yourself, because that's where it starts.
Control freak is a word people with low standards use to describe people with high standards. You're not a control freak. You just want it done right the first time. You're not anxious. You care. Do not expect mediocre people to support world-class goals.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You'll have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
You're playing against the Golden State Warriors. Score is 107-109. You guys are close to getting into the playoffs. You know exactly what happens in the game. You go up, you're about to take your shot, and then all of a sudden, boom, yeah. Achilles happens.
Trying again, going to work, falls down. Again, he's struggling.
Right after you were injured, you went on Facebook and you posted a lengthy blog. You know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
This is such BS. All the training and sacrifice just flew out the window with one step that I've done millions of times. The frustration is unbearable. The anger is rage. Why the hell did this happen? Makes no damn sense. Now I'm supposed to come back from this and be the same player or better at 35? How in the world am I supposed to do that? I have no clue. Do I have the consistent will to overcome this thing? Maybe I should break out the rocking chair and reminisce on the career that was. Maybe this is how my book ends.
Yeah.
Maybe Father Time has defeated me. Then again, maybe not. It's 3:30 a.m. My foot feels like dead weight. My head is spinning from the pain meds, and I'm wide awake. Forgive my venting, but what's the purpose of social media if I won't bring it to you real, no image? Feels good to vent, to let it out. To feel as if this is the worst thing ever. Because after all the venting, the real perspective sets in. There are far greater issues and challenges in the world than a torn Achilles. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Find the silver lining and get to work with the same belief, same drive, and same conviction as ever. One day, the beginning of a new career journey will commence. Today is not that day. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I've always loved that quote. That's Mamba mentality. We don't quit. We don't cower. We don't run.
It's a hurting. But the Lakers down by two, and they want him and need him at the free throw line. Got it.
Yeah.
How the hell do you tolerate that kind of pain?
I tell this example, and I think this is the best way to explain it. Your kids are upstairs. You know, wife is, you know, wherever she may be, you know, going down, all right? I'm willing to bet that you're going to forget about your hamstring. You're going to sprint upstairs. You're going to grab your kids. You'll make sure your wife's good. You're getting out of that house, right? Hamstring be damned. You're not going to feel your hamstring, right? This is another obstacle. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not going to cripple me. It's not going to be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love. I'm gonna step away on my own terms. And that's when the decision was made that, you know what? I'm doing it. Doing it.
Disgust. Disgust. Disgust is a negative emotion, but it can have a very positive, powerful effect. Disgust says, I've had it. What an important day that could be.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself.
If I'm going to be just as miserable being mediocre as I am doing this.
Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is gonna turn everything on. Don't put up the walls. The same wall that keeps out disappointment keeps out happiness. Take down the walls. Go for the experience. Let it teach you. And here's the last one. Resolve. Resolve says, I will. Two of the most powerful words in the language. Benjamin Disraeli said, nothing can resist a human will that will stake its existence on its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die.
My whole thing, Joe, is I'm so grateful. I'm so optimistic, man. I'm always looking for light in every situation. And I think that's the way I deal with things. I always believe there's going to be good at the end of the day. That's just how I am. I'm just so grateful. Where most people will be so upset with themselves and all this type of stuff, I'm really not. I believe that my best years, my prime, is even still ahead of me. So I'm not even tripping about it.
Do not be the court cynic. The ability to express wonder and amazement and seem like you mean it is a rare and dying talent, but one still greatly valued.
First thing is, you gotta be selfish as hell. You gotta be selfish. I don't give a f-. It's the sacrifice, but without great sacrifice and without great risk, because there is no such thing as great reward. You have to have, and I don't like this word, but I'm gonna say it because it's true. You have to be a little maniacal with this shit. Maniac, right? That word isn't good in a lot of situations, but when you're pursuing your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be selfish, you have to be maniacal, you have to be uncompromising. And you have to move in a way, when it comes to those three things, when you function completely in a way where it's an unwavering faith. Like, it don't matter how up that shit might look. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
People say I'm conceited, I talk too much, but they must have pity on me. It's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am.
We have been fed this line of horse
that you're supposed to seek comfort. And I don't think you are. I think you're supposed to seek lessons, and you're supposed to seek difficult tasks and accomplishments. And through those things, and through doing things that are hard to do, even if it's just a 90-minute hot yoga class. I do a 90-minute yoga class, man. Those last 20 minutes, I do not want to be there, man. And I definitely don't want to give 100%. And I can cheat. I can kind of half-ass it. But if I don't, and I get through it, when that time is up and the lady says namaste and everybody gets up, I'm like, man, I made it. You know, I lost 15 pounds. My yoga mat is drenched to the point where I could literally wring it out and fill a jug up with water. But through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better do it again tomorrow.
Why you need to go all in? The main reason you need to go all in is because you have nothing to lose, bro. When you think about it, guys, you're already broke, okay? And we know that you're not going to save yourself rich. Okay, and we know that if somebody else is all in and you only have half of your foot in to the water and you're not ready to jump, that guy's gonna beat you every single time.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be, mm-hmm. right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train, right? You wanna train as much as you can and as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12, train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8, right? And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again, right? Those are two sessions. Right now, imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4. You go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11. Right, you relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4, and now you're back at it again, you know, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4. Right, and so now you do that, and as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up.
But I think that's good advice. Don't be a follower, be a student, right? Take advice, but not orders. Take information, but don't let somebody, you know, order your life. Make sure what you do is the product of your own conclusion. Make sure what you do is the product of your own conclusion. Not to do what someone else says. Take what someone else says, process it, think about it, ponder it. If it makes you wonder, if it makes you think, then it's valuable. Then when you go take action, make sure that the action is not what somebody told you to do. Make sure the action is the product of your own conclusion.
The biggest difference between people who win and people who lose is that winners expect to win. Winners are not surprised when they win. Like when I win, I don't like overly celebrate because I expected that to be the outcome. Amateurs, when they win, they're surprised, and then they over-celebrate. And like I said, when they over-celebrate, they become ineffective because they're taking their eye off the game for way too long, right? I won the week this week, and then they talk about that 1 week for the next 6 weeks. And the next 6 weeks, the guy who expected to win is still going just as hard. So it's an expectation. That's the difference between winners and losers that I think in terms of not so much their self-talk, but just their attitude.
You're gonna know what it's gonna be like to make it personal, because I'm gonna make it personal, because it's always been personal to me. You identify with this gift. We all got the gift, but this is something that we've all been blessed with. At some point, if we listen to that little thing that speaks to us inside. Some people call it instinct. Some people call it a vibe. Some people call it an energy. Whatever the fuck you call it. Some people call it a voice. Whatever that thing is, bro, if it sparks the thought that changes the whole trajectory to what your life can evolve into because you took a second to listen to that shit, you are identifying with your blessing. You are identifying with your gift. And at that point,
you learn what the fuck it is and become one with it and walk in your purpose, bro.
The key is time is precious. Now let me give you Bill Bailey's description of time. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency, and their intensity. Life is not just watching the clock tick away. Life is a collection of experiences, their intensity, their frequency. When my friend Mark died at age 44, someone says, that's young to die. But what if he lived four lifetimes in one? Might not be too young. So here's what it, whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences.
And if you lose that, not only are you not going to be successful in life, you will also lose yourself, and you will be unhappy, you'll be alienated from who you are. And you can get away with that when you're young, because you're happy, you look good, you've got energy, things are going right. You get into your 30s and you're like everybody else, you don't know who you are and you don't know what you like anymore, and you're just following the trends. You start to get depressed and you start going down this rabbit hole, and things can turn really ugly. So you need a bit of courage in life. You need to go, okay, I am weird. I am strange. You know, lean into it. So when I had the 48 Laws of Power, when I first wrote the book, without it being published yet, it was a very strange looking book, and it reflects my own strangeness. Things on the margins, stories, everything broken up, images, quotes here and there.
And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
Well, Max, I think the greatest fear that we face is ourselves. Actually, you know, I think it's not anything that's external or anything that's superficial. I think the greatest fear you face is yourself, because, you know, we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have. And it's scarier still to say, okay, I want that. It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you going to feel about yourself? Right? So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
And here's a philosophy that really changed for me everything. Be so busy giving other people recognition, you really don't need it for yourself. I learned to recognize people for small steps of progress. Every little thing I could think of. Figure out rewards for small steps.
And what works is, if you dedicate your time and your focus, like realistically, with a professional, disciplined effort to creativity, you show up every day like a professional, but you show up to be creative. If you just do it on a regular basis, ideas will come to you. Where are these ideas coming from? Well, his concept was to think of it as, you're a professional and you're getting these ideas from the muse. And this is what you do. You show up and you do the work, you focus on it, and these ideas will come to you.
And that little voice comes completely drowned out. And so you don't know who you are anymore. And you're afraid, particularly young people today. I mean, maybe it's always been that way. They're so afraid of being different. They're so afraid of being odd. But look at all the powerful people in this world. Look at your Elon Musks. Look at your celebrities in entertainment, in business, in politics. They're one of a kind. They have like, I hate that word, but it's like a brand. They're different. They stand out for something that's truly different. You know, even Albert Einstein, there's nobody else like Einstein. There's nobody like Da Vinci. Okay? That's where your power lies. And you'll go, oh, but Robert, those are people that were brilliant, that were talented. I'm not like that. I don't have that. Well, bullshit. You do have that. It's just you're forgetting about it. And you don't want to put the effort into it.
And there's no one more narcissistic than someone who's smart. And if you are smart, that's a real temptation. It's a real temptation. It can make you bitter as hell. The most bitter people are the smart people who aren't successful, because they feel that their shining light wasn't given due course and that the world should fall at their feet, and didn't. The way the world works, you don't get a gift without a corresponding temptation. And intellect is certainly, it has the same characteristic. You can go very spectacularly wrong if you're smart. And it's pride that does that.
When you set a dream and you say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you make a plan. And then plans are good. But if you come to a certain point where there's a tree across the road or the bridge is out, you can't say, well, there goes my dream. You've got to be flexible. Well, what am I going to do? What adjustments am I going to make to be able to still get to where I'm going, to be what I want to be? You need some flexibility. You need discipline. You need personal discipline. There's times when you don't feel like doing what needs to be done to get this. But you got to say, feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do.
Lots of people associate working hard with not making progress. Therefore, working feels like wasting.
So the idea that working hard doesn't make progress is one of the biggest farces that exists in humanity, right? And so if there is anything that's eternal for us, at least as individuals, it's going to be who we become in the process. And so one of my favorite quotes is, the work works on you more than you work on it. And so if you want to be the best in the world at something, you do the work to become the best in the world, and the work works on you. And so, I mean, there's a biblical proverb, I think it says, like, there is profit in all labor. And that means that even if the thing that you're working on right now doesn't amount to the outcome that you expected that it would, it doesn't mean that you don't become better through doing it. And so
the whole point of the human race and the human mind in itself is evolution, whether it's evolution spiritually, physically, period, evolution. The purpose from birth is creation. That's all humans do. Everything around you is created. You were created. That table over there created. This chair created. This mic created. That camera created. That hat created. The whole point of the human race in itself is creation. Before now, when there was at least ideally the belief of two human beings on Earth, everything after that was a creation in itself. The whole point is evolution and creation. If you're not evolving, you're doing something wrong. So anything that takes away the power of your mind is keeping you still and delaying your evolution. The whole point of life is evolution. Study your laws of the universe. The law of attraction, the law of abundance, the law of equivalent exchange. Study your laws, the laws of cause and effect, the karmic cycle. Study your laws. Dwell into your mind, meditate. Understand that you can alter your realms by your train of thought.